This is URN.
For people that don't know, like, because some of our listeners probably won't know who you are, including my mum. So if you had to describe your music, how would you describe it?
God, that's a good one, that. I'd say it's you kind of fast-paced, northern-sounding indie, almost, but it's a bit more alternative, I'd say, in terms of like how heavy it can get. But we slow it down every now and then. We slow it down a bit.
And how did you all, like, know each other? Because obviously you're from the same area, aren't you? So is it like you've known each other for years, or...?
It's a very long-winded story, is it? As to how we actually became a band, but in terms of just kind of how we know each other, it's mainly through local music scenes and open mics and friends of friends and things, and it kind of mashed together, if you like. And when we first decided to kind of get together for a jam, it just really clicked, it really worked, and then from that point on we just kept expanding and kept growing. And I wouldn't say we got better mates, I wouldn't say we're all as but no, we've been a band for about 4 or 5 years now, so yeah. Still going strong.
You were on a bit of a roll before Corona as well, like you had sold out shows, amassed like a really dedicated fan base as well. Like when I was looking at all your fans and stuff, like everything sells out so quickly whenever you put stuff up. So like, how's it been like over the past year? Like obviously you've not been able to do gigs and stuff. What have you all been up to?
Yeah, it were really hard because we went from, I think his last gig was literally coming on a year now in Manchester. And we went on stage and we played a really good show and we had such a good time, and we were just about to go out to go and kind of have a beer with fans like we normally do. And then we just got told we couldn't, and there was no we could really do about it. Country was on the verge of shutting down. And then from that point, we kind of just ended up on this kind of whirlwind of, well, what do we do? We can't gig. We've got tours booked and stuff. We're in the middle of a tour. And yeah, so we ended up just kind of cracking on with the music side of it, really, while we were locked down, kind of WhatsApping each other from different houses and stuff. I got my computer set up in conservatory. I were writing stuff to do with that, sending it to boys. They were sending stuff back saying, oh, you should try this and do this. And then that's how this EP's ended up coming about. So yeah, that was basically the lockdown, and we're still writing music now, to be fair.
So do you feel like that's what's got you through it then, like being able to focus on the music and stuff?
Oh yeah, that and the fact that corner shops were still open to get beers, I think that was
yeah, definitely. That was
a mixture of the two.
A lot of bands have really like pushed themselves out there on like social media and stuff. Did you feel like you had to do that? Did you feel like a pressure to do that, or was you like not really bothered?
It blew up with bands doing like live streams and stuff like that. And I think one of the most important things for us when we play live is the atmosphere. You know, we bounce off the energy of the crowd and stuff. And I think if that's not there for us, then we don't find the enjoyment of kind of playing and doing that. So for us, the live stream side of it all, it just weren't our cup of tea. So we decided we'd interact with fans in the way that we knew best, which was record a new EP and release it, get some videos done, and just do what we normally do and be ourselves. And I think if we had gone and done the live stream side of things, you run the risk of A, people thinking, actually, these aren't that good. And also just kind of for our personal enjoyment as musicians, we wouldn't have felt it. And I think people would have seen that we weren't feeling it. And we want to give us 110%, 120% whenever we're doing what we do.
Obviously you've said about the new EP, like may seriously harm you and others around you. I love that name. That's so cool. It came out a few days ago. Like how's the reaction been to it so far?
Oh, it's been an absolute whirlwind of a week, in all honesty. Like we decided that we wanted to, that, well, when we decided we were going to drop it, we didn't really have any major expectations. I think it's all took us by surprise, really. And then all of a sudden people were just blowing up, ranting, raving. My phone didn't stop going off. The boys, all their phones hadn't stopped going off. And then the charts put a tweet out saying that we were kind of looking like we were pushing up for a top 40 and couldn't believe it. And to be fair, I think we're still pinching ourselves because for one, it's an EP and an album chart. So we're not really expecting anything. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Ariana Grande's up there, Christ. But just the reception in general for the songs has just been well worth it. You know, like at the end of the day, the charts and stuff, it's a brilliant accolade to have. And obviously we'd love to make it up there and be able to say, oh, we've got a top 40 and it's amazing. But for us, it's about what the fans think and what people think about his music. And, you know, we had a really good time recording it, and the whole process of like learning a new way of writing, and, you know, the way that we've had to kind of expand his knowledge and his skill set in a lockdown. So for us to hear the fans are absolutely loving it, and the fact that they're all out there buying and actually pushing us up towards something like top 40 is just sensational. I don't think we could have ever dreamt of doing something like that.
No, it's a really amazing thing to be able to say that you've done. Does it make it even more exciting then, like, when you are actually going to be able to go on tour and stuff again, like actually seeing how people are going to be reacting to it, like face to face?
We missed gigging and we've missed touring and we've missed the interaction with the fans, and we were gutted before we even released anything. But then as soon as we wrote Red Smoke and we were in the studio and we heard the noise that came from it, I mean, David Watts, we work with at Chairworks Studio, that's where we've been recording.
Yeah.
And he's a sensational producer. He's just amazing. He gets the best sound out of anything. Like, I've never worked with anyone quite as good. And when we heard that sound, what came from Red Smoke, especially from something what we recorded in the conservatory, like in lockdown, that made us just so much more ready to go on tour, because we just knew the vibe that we'd get from people when we actually play that song. And the fact that we've not played that song yet live, even more exciting, because we'd all four of us just can't wait.
What was like the biggest influences, do you think, on your EP as well?
I don't know, really. It's a strange one with us as a band. We've all got different influences in terms of music. Jamie, he listens to mainly like heavy rock, metal, Bring Me The Horizon, he loves all that stuff, and I like that stuff too. But then you've got Lee, loves Dolly Parton, like he absolutely loves Dolly Parton.
Brilliant.
Johnny just listens to anything and everything. He'd be very starstruck if he met Lionel Richie. And then for me, it's mainly just hip hop and things like that. So there's not really a musical kind of influence. It's mainly always been about kind of people's success stories. So like, you kind of, especially around where we're from, like we're from, well, most of us are from Rotherham, Lee's from Doncaster, but like the kind of Sheffield area.
Yeah.
You look at these bands like Milburn, Little Man Tate, you know, Reverend of the Makers. I mean, there's always going to be the Arctic Monkeys comparison because we're from the same area. But those bands are all very successful off their own merit and their own accord, and other people as well, like in the industry, like Jerry Cinnamon, no record label, but he's completely took over the game. So those kind of people are what inspire us more than actually going, oh, I like the sound of that song, so I'm going to write something like that. Instead, it's just kind of a vibe.
Yeah,
that's the way we've always done it. Yeah,
nice. What's your like favourite song then? Is it Red Smoke, like what you said about earlier? Would you say that's your favourite one?
No, to be fair, it's not. My favourite off the EP is Behind Enemy Lines. I really like the way that we went about writing it and the way it was when we were recording it and stuff. And I think the sound we got from it was something that it's almost expected from us, but at the same time, it's still new. I really enjoyed it, but I know other lads in the band would probably say, like Lee would say, Red Smoke, because it's quite a big tune. That's my favourite one, yeah.
Like as well, obviously, we said about how you've sold out shows. I mean, you've sold out shows for, you know, this year. Hopefully they go ahead. I really hope they do. What do you think's been the secret behind your success? Because it's quite quick, really, how big you've got in like such a short amount of time, I'd say.
No, honestly, if I could figure that out and bottle it up, I'd be a very, very rich man, because honestly, none of us, not even the crew, like not just the band, but everyone who's involved, even as mates, we don't know. It just happened. Like we played, I think we announced his first gig, which was, we were supporting Glass Caves, another really, really good band, like really lovely lads. We were supporting them. And then after that, we did his own shows and they just kind of, we sold out one, went to the next. And we thought, all right, we'll double it. And that sold out. And we thought, oh, bloody hell. Right, we'll double that then. Every time we go, oh, we'll double it and see what happens. happens, and it's just kind of grown from there. We don't know, in all honesty.
Moving a bit away from your music, because you said like you all listen to different stuff. What have you been listening to most? I've been really interested finding out what people have been listening to during lockdown. For me, I've been listening to like loads of like quite nostalgic music, like sort of just, I don't know,
yeah,
sort of go to past for stuff you like. So what have you been listening to mostly?
For me, it comes in phases really, because like I've discovered bands and I've discovered artists and I've found new music and I've gone back to old music. I mean, a lot of Streets, been listening to the Streets a lot, is insane. So been listening to a lot of Mike Skinner and a lot of like the early Oasis stuff as well. I kind of found a bit of solace in like kind of being able to just sit back and listen to what I used to listen to when I was younger, when I was getting into music and stuff. It's quite good music to reflect on for me. So nice. Yeah, and a lot of hip hop, loads of hip hop. I'll send you a playlist.
Oh, go on, yeah, I'd love that. Who do you think's got the best music taste then? Obviously, except from yourself, obviously. Who would you trust on the board?
To be honest with you, I will, and I know he says that he listens to Dolly Parton, and I hate country music. I don't know what it is. I just can't get on with it. It's just like, it's like some people with rap music, they can't get on with it. Some drum and bass can't get on with it. I can't get on with country. But whenever me and Lee, especially like kind of in the early phases of the band as well, whenever we got in the van together, he always put on bangers, like absolute, like everything from like Whitney Houston to like Ja Rule, everything happened in that van. So I would probably back between Lee for just the spontaneous music choice. Yeah, you know what? Bugger it, I'll go for Lee. Minus Dolly Parton.
We've had the news as well about 21st of June. So I was just wondering, what have you got any plans yet for the 21st of June?
Honestly, like, it don't feel real, does it?
No, not at all.
We've been in this bloody lockdown for ages, but I don't know. For me, I think, like, pubs and that, I can wait, really. I'd love to be out and gigging and stuff, but my family live quite a while away. My family live in Portsmouth, so for me, I've not seen my mum in zonks, so I'd love to be able to go and see them first and then think about going on tour. But tour's gonna be exceptional. I think we all need to get very fit for it, because we've all doubled in size
and eating too much in lockdown.
Way too much. Just got into Kinder Buenos.
Oh no, they're so nice.
Then I get a 12 pack from B&M.
Oh yeah,
I've seen. And then I've currently got an empty box in there, and I started with about 6 left this morning, so I'm not tour ready just yet.
I've got 2 more questions for you. What's the highlight of your time together so far?
I'd probably say when we went to Dublin, we went and played in Dublin. We went down with the band, and then his tour manager and Jamie the drummer went on the they went on the ferry, and we went on the plane over, and then some of his mates and family came along with us as well, and it was just a absolutely class weekend. I think that feeling of being on tour when you're like in the back of vans and you're kind of touring about and all the hustle and bustle, it's brilliant. But then when you actually get on a plane to go and play a gig, it's just next level. So, and we got really drunk.
Nice.
So
it's always a win-win. Always a bonus. And what do you think like your plans are like for the future of the band as well? Like, have you really thought about it much, or are you just sort of going with the flow?
In all honesty, I think plans just to keep releasing music that hopefully people like, keep developing his own sound. I think we've really kind of found his feet in terms of the way we record and the way that we write and that. So we've got plans for the next few years, really, kind of all in his heads. But how we go about it, you know, that's a different question. But I mean, just in terms of like releasing the music and that, I think it's just keeping the fans engaged and just staying thankful all the way through it, really. Because if it weren't for all the people who've been supporting us and buying us his album, and, well, not his album, his EP and his bundles, his merch, his cassettes, his CDs and all that stuff, we would have really struggled, you know. So not only the fact that they've helped us out that much and they've loved it that much, that they've, you know, kept his spirits up, but they've also pushed us towards something we never would have imagined, which is potentially a top 40. Just keep on going, really. Just keep on swimming.
Best of luck, have fun on the tours. I really do hope they go ahead. The EP as well, it's brilliant. So also the
cover
is brilliant. I really like the kid, he looks so cute on it. it.
Yeah, that was a really good one, to be fair. Rich, one of his guys on the team, basically, he went over to where he's from to go and take the photos, and it just ended up being a really random way of going about it, and it ended up being some of the best artwork we've ever done. It's been,
yeah.
All Rich Goodwin.
What are you doing for the rest of that? You're doing all these interviews and stuff.
Honestly, I'm in between trying to do my day job and do these interviews. So I'm currently working. I'm building websites in the downtown, and then I'm doing these interviews and that. Busy.
This is URN.